You mean like sort of on...
I guess I love you.
Tragedy struck.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
Hey, it's Bob with Project Nerd here at the Colorado Springs Comic Con, and I am standing next to the biggest nerd of them all, Robert Carradine, played Lewis in Revenge of the Nerds. How you doing, sir?
Oh, just fine, just fine. Having a blast here in beautiful downtown Colorado Springs Comic Con.
Have you been doing any cons here recently, or?
I haven't done any cons in Colorado before, but I did used to live in Telluride, and I shot a film in Colorado Springs back in 1989 with Walter Matthau, and I drove a race car in Denver in 1991.
Oh, wow. God, Walter Matthau, man, he was such a good actor. I enjoyed everything he's done.
Yeah, great guy, too.
Oh, that's really good. Is it kind of strange doing a convention inside of a shopping mall?
I've done conventions in some weird places, but this sort of takes the cake.
Now, I was going to say, and we're right across the area from the tattoo parlors.
Yeah, I know. We got the tattoo parlor on the right and then the lingerie department on the left. And attention, Kmart shoppers.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, when you were given the role of Lewis. I watched the movie, and I listened to the commentaries, and I listened to the extra stuff. A lot of the cast really didn't want to do the movie. I think it was the word there was just like, I really don't want to do a movie with nerds in the title.
Well, the prerequisite, as it turned out, was that if you went in for the meeting with the director, Jeff Canoe, and you told him that you loved the movie, he wouldn't hire you because he knew that you were full of baloney.
That stuff, yeah.
So once you made it past that phase of the interview process, then he would bring you back for real if there was any interest. So when I went back for my second interview, I cut my hair. I bought the nerd glasses. I bought nerd clothing. And they didn't even recognize me.
Oh, wow.
I'm sitting in the outer office waiting to be called in for my audition, and they didn't know it was me. So I think I fooled them pretty well.
Wow. And just, you know, now to then, I mean, it's just complete 180. I mean when I watched the interviews on the Blu-ray, I mean, I had a hard time thinking, that's Lewis? I mean, it was just a complete change, which was really cool.
I was acting, man.
Yeah.
I was acting like Lewis.
Definitely.
When we shot Revenge of the Nerds, I had a Triumph motorcycle, a Harley motorcycle, and a Corvette Stingray. that was Lewis's alter ego.
Definitely. And I always thought the really cool thing when I watched the movie is your dad. It's played by...
Jamie Cromwell.
Jamie Cromwell, who everybody now knows as James Cromwell.
Right.
And
He's the farmer in Babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of, what was that word I'm looking for? There's a big connection with you and the rest of the cast. I've talked to a lot of the cast, and they really felt this was definitely a family.
Oh, yeah. No, we love hanging out together. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and we're talking 30-something years ago.
Yeah. I mean, so... And, you know, another connection we kind of talked a little bit about before is I live in Manhattan, Kansas, which is like 8 miles from Fort Riley, which is home of the Big Red One, which was a film that you did back, I believe it was in the 80s.
No, actually, the Big Red One was shot in 1978.
Oh, wow.
But it came out in 1980.
So they held it for a little bit, or what was the...
Well, the other thing is that the movie was reconstructed in 2004. By Richard Schickel
mm-hmm.
and Brian Jameson from Warner Brothers. They found the missing footage that had been taken out and put the film back together into Sam Fuller's original cut.
Oh, wow.
And that version of the film is called The Big Red One, The Reconstruction. And it's truly a classic.
Man, I definitely need to find that one because, I mean, I loved the original, but if...
No, the Reconstruction far surpasses the original.
Oh, that's amazing.
So if you get a chance, you got to watch it.
I definitely will. Like I said, it is, you know, that movie was really dear to me. I mean, because
Yeah.
Like I said, when you're just right down the street from that, and, I mean, that area celebrates the Big One, Red One so much.
Yeah.
So what are you doing right now besides sitting here at a convention?
I've got a couple of films in development
mm-hmm.
for me to direct. and I'm very excited about that. And there's another couple of films that look like they're going to come together for me to act in.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's what I got going.
Excellent. Now, tomorrow night, we do have the after party, and you guys are hosting. Any surprises or anything to
Well, I better wear my helmet.
You might have to.
You know, those beer bottles might go flying. You know, those nerds are when they go crazy.
Yeah. I got my Lambda, Lambda, Lambda shirt ready to go.
Well, all right, man. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.